Just to review again, we're on Kuf Yud Dalet Omid Aleph in Chulin. Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Omid Aleph. The Gemara pointed out that the pasuk appears three times in the Chumash Lo'esev Ashel Gidei B'chalei Limoi, and the word Gidei appears three times. So each time must be the second time and the third time must be telling me something new. Otherwise, why is it repeated? In B'chalei Limoi, the Imo appears three times, so it must be that it's teaching me something. So the Gemara says, well, some of the things I would have known on my own, that if you cook nevela with milk, that it's also prohibited. Why not? Should be prohibited. Issachal al issa. Why not? So some of the things you don't really need a posik for. So Gemara was discussing what you do need a posik for, what you don't need a posik for. So we left off over here, I think, on Kuf Yud Dalet, Omer Aleph, Tana Rabbanan. It's about 15-20 lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan b'chalei v'imo. The pasuk is repeated a second time and a third time, so the Brisa has a comment. The simple literal translation of the pasuk is you're not allowed to, it never says you're not allowed to cook flesh it's with milk it's together. It says you're not allowed to cook flesh with the milk from its mother, a goat, with the milk from the mother goat. Maybe it's only prohibited if you're going to cook the goat with the milk from its mother. How do you know b'chol of para? What if it's cow's milk or rochel, a sheep? There are three kosher animals. There's a behema daka, which has a 5-month pregnancy, and behema gasa has a 9-month pregnancy. So behema gasa, you have the cow. You have the cow and the bull. That's a kosher behema. That's a para. Is a cow. Then you have a behema daka with the 5-month pregnancy. You either have a goat or you have a sheep. So that's what the Brice is saying. The pasuk in Chumash only speaks about a goat with the milk from its own mother. What if I cook the goat with milk from a cow, milk from a sheep? Minayin, how do you know that that's forbidden? So the Brice, Amrit Kavachaymer. Even though it doesn't say a Chumash, we can infer based on a Kavachaymer. What's a Kavachaymer? Ma imo shula neser imo baharbo. See, by human beings, a son is not allowed to marry the mother. Son is not allowed to live with the mother. Behemoth, you're not allowed to breed one animal with another animal. But if it's the same family, a cow with a cow is okay. And even if it's the vlad of this cow, I know bavadai, this is the mother and this is the vlad. There's no prohibition, there's no gili arayis by behemoth. There's a prohibition to mix, to hype, to breed a goat with a sheep. The two different meaning, or to breed one behemoth with another behemoth, but to breed the vlad with its own mother is mutter. So the Brisa makes a kavachamah ma imo the vlad with it, the goat with its own mother. Shula nesim b'harbo, harbo means to breed one with the other is permissible. The goat with its mother is permissible to breed. Nonetheless, nesim b'bishulai, but to cook the vlad, the goat. The baby goat with the milk from the mother is prohibited. It's a para v'rochel. If you have a cow or you have a sheep, shenesrim and baharboa, you're not allowed to hybrid, to breed the goat with the sheep, or to breed a goat with a cow. So it should be a kavachaymer. Ain't a din. Din means a kavachaymer. Shouldn't it be a kavachaymer? Shenesrim and bibishula. Should be a kavachaymer that you're not allowed to cook the goat with the milk from a cow or with the milk from a sheep.
What does breeding have to do with cooking?
Are you allowed to join these two together? So the goat with its own mother, you can join them together. Nonetheless, you're not allowed to join the goat with the milk from the mother. So here, where you're not allowed to join the two animals, certainly it's going to come out, has nothing to do. But one might have thought like that. So the Brisa presents it as a kavachaymer. So I know that it's you're not allowed to cook the goat even with the milk from a cow, even with the milk from a sheep. I know it with the kavachaymer. Then the Brisa says, that's why I need a pasuk. Talmud Lama, I need a pasuk b'chalei v'imoy that is prohibited. That's the end of the Brisa. I don't know. Common. I mean, we eat cow's meat more often than goat's meat.
No, I mean, the milk, we get most of
it. Yep. I don't know.
Common in Eretz Yisrael.
Sheep. Uh-huh. And what about milk?
From the sheep, the goats. Goats and sheep.
Goat's milk is more common than cow's milk. Uh-huh.
No, in the old days. Uh-huh. About the
is it Tanakh? Okay, maybe it's more common. Okay. So there's something fishy with this brisa. The brisa first presents that it should be a kal v'chomer, that if you're not allowed to cook goat's meat with the milk from its own mother, it's a kal v'chomer. I think they're not allowed to cook the goat's meat with the milk from a different kind of an animal, from a sheep or from a cow. So it's a kal v'chomer. So that's why I need a pasuk. No, you just explain. You don't need a pasuk. You just explain that it's a kal v'chomer. So the Gemara asks on the brisa, halama likra, the last line in the brisa doesn't make sense. Why did the brisa end off? You need a pasuk. You just derived it with a kal v'chomer. There's something wrong over here. Amar Avashi. So Avashi explains there's something self-understood in the brisa that's missing, that you can shlug up the kal v'chomer. It doesn't make any sense. Mishum dika lemeimar, because one can ding zich with the kal v'chomer, neikra didina pircha. You can shlug up the whole kal v'chomer from the very beginning. So Rashi is going to explain in the Hemshech HaGemara Namid Beis. When you make a kal v'chomer, so you have the major premise and the minor premise. So the first statement is that A is greater than B. And then the second statement is that the B has a chumrah. So A is greater than B, so A certainly has that chumrah. Or you say that A is greater than B, and A has a kula. So it's supposed to be, it's Muhammad than B, so if A has the kula, so B certainly has the kula. So the first, the major premise is always the first statement, A is greater than B, and the second statement is the minor premise, the whatever detail you're trying to bring up. So sometimes, when you have a kal v'chomer and you reject it, so the two ways to reject it. The stronger way to reject it is me'ikri de dina. Dina means a din kal v'chomer. Din is ein einish min adin. You can't give an einish misa based on a kal v'chomer. So din, he said, ain't a din. Din means a kal v'chomer. So one way is to say, mi'ikri de dina pircha, the major premise is faulty. You're telling me A is greater than B. Vezok, maybe B is greater than A. How did you establish that A is greater than B over here? Because the goat with its mother, you can breed them together. There's no gili arayis. Majenikin, the goat with a sheep or the goat with a cow, you're not allowed to breed together, so that should certainly be mochomer. So the Gemara is going to ding sech, that doesn't prove that A is greater than B. So when you reject the kal v'chomer because the major premise is faulty, you never establish that A is greater than B, then that's mamish, you demolish the whole kal v'chomer. Me'ikra didina, the first line, what we call in English, the major premise, the first step in the kal v'chomer, is that there's a pircha. Ve'azok, A is greater than B, maybe B is greater than A. Then sometimes you have a kal v'chomer and you can't shlug up, you can't frag up to disprove that A is greater than B. The first statement is good and the second statement is good. The only thing is that if this kal v'chomer is acceptable, then you can use the same kal v'chomer in another case and it'll lead you to a faulty conclusion that you know is incorrect. So that's called a yochiach. I can prove that the kal v'chomer is not valid because the exact same style kal v'chomer should have applied in another instance, and it leads me to a conclusion which I know is faulty. So I don't know why that's wrong, but that's called a yochiach. That frags up a kal v'chomer. So Rashi points out, the Gemara is going to keep on saying, me'ikra d'ina pircha, in these kal v'chomers, the major step, the major premise is faulty. You never really proved conclusively that A is greater than B. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to say, there is a kal v'chomer, but you have a yochiach on it. So Rashi says, a yochiach is not as strong at fragging up a kal v'chomer, yochiach is not as strong as the me'ikri de dina pircha.
For yochiach to work, it must be that we're very certain that in the second case, the kal v'chomer does not work. So based on what? Like on the pasuk?
Yeah, we have a pasuk that
the kal v'chomer is a very strong thing. So to abshlag the kal v'chomer, we need to be like 100% sure that in the second case, we know that the din is...
Right, you have a pasuk? Yeah, if you have a pasuk that says the same style logic that you established here in this kal v'chomer, which we don't see anything wrong with, should have applied in another instance, and there I know that if you follow through to the conclusion, the same as over here, that conclusion is false, because we have a pasuk in Chumash that it's false. So we don't know why, so we can't accept this kal v'chomer either, because there's a yochiach. The Gemara has later in Chulin, when you frag up a kal v'chomer with a pircha, that's stronger. When you frag up with a yochiach, that doesn't fully demolish the kal v'chomer. So there are certain cases where you can only use a pircha to shlug up a kal v'chomer, but can't use a yochiach. But here it's a normal kal v'chomer, so you can reject the kal v'chomer based on either form.
So what's, I work with them to be an Achmina, but either way, the Kavachem is...
demolished, yeah.
So what difference does it make?
The Gemara has an Afghanina. I forgot already what it is, if it's lined up in two psukim or one pasuk, I forgot already. This Gemara later, the Midrash turned it reshes b'hem, so a pirche is a stronger way to demolish Kal v'chem, and then yechiech. There is an Afghanina. So the Gemara says over here, this whole, the ganze Kal v'chem that the Brisa presented, that if you're not allowed to cook the goat with its own mother's milk, it should be a Kal v'chem, you can't cook it with the milk from a cow and the milk from a sheep, doesn't necessarily nitaza knakendik kal v'chomer. Why? Because mehecho kamaisis lo. How did you prove it? Me'imai. That what? I'm permitted to breed the mother with its own vlad. You can join them together. But the milk from the mother with the vlad, the flesh is the milk, you're not allowed to. So when the vlad, you can't breed the vlad with a sheep or with a cow. So kal v'chomer that you can't breed the vlad with the milk from the sheep or the cow. So the Gemara says on the first white line, no, that's not a good kal v'chomer. Mali ima shekein nesri ima b'shchita. We have a din. Osiv es ben olos ishchatu b'yay mechod. You're not allowed to shecht. The pasuk says in masculine, oso shor v'seh. Shor means a behem agasa. I said there is no din of osiv es ben olos anachaya. There is no din osiv es ben olos ananof. Only behema and only behema Torah. The shechita only behema Torah. So the pasuk says oso v'yes beno. Sounds like the father, the male animal, with its vlad. So the Tanoim say in the earlier parak, there's a parak osiv es ben olos. So it says whether the din of osiv es ben olos applies to the father is a question. See, by human beings we say the vlad is misyachas after the father, vlad is misyachas after the mother. But by behemoths, the vlad is misyachas after the mother. Is the vlad also misyachas in my nafkemina? Let's say the mother is a behemoth and the father is a chaya. So what status does the vlad have? So the, if the mother is a behemoth, the vlad for sure is a behemoth. Do I say because the father is a chaya, so I say the vlad is both half chaya, half behemoth? They say no, the vlad is only behemoth because ein choshishim lezera ha'av. There's no yichus of the behemoth to its father. So that's a question in the Tanoim. If we pass on the Shulchan Aruch that it's a sveikah d'dina. The vlad by the behemoth is for sure misyachas after the mother, and after the father is a suffix. So even though the pasuk is written in the masculine, shor oseh oso v'yez beno is in the masculine, so it's not so. It only applies to the mother and the vlad, and the father and the vlad is if he violates it, we wouldn't give malchus because it's a sveikah d'dina. Whether there's a yachas between the father and the vlad, so the Gemara says, you're trying to tell me. The goat with the mother may be blended in together. I can breed them together. There's no Gilead rice by Mahamas. The goat with the cow or the goat with the sheep, you're not allowed to breed together. So for sure, you're not allowed to mix with the milk from the other. So Mara says, no. Malimo, the goat with its own mother, are supposed to be separated. You can't shech both of them on the same day. If I have a sheep and a goat, they're not, no sheches with each other. I can shech both on the same day. Or if I have a cow and a goat, I can shech both on the same day. So I'm nishken shaychas einim et andera. But to shech the mother goat with the vlad goat, you're not allowed to shech on the same day. So the Gemara says, you're trying to tell me that the goat with its own mother are closer to each other. You're allowed to breed them together, and nonetheless, you're not allowed to have the milk mixed, the milk from the mother mixed with the goat. So kal v'chomer, the other animals, where you're not allowed to breed them together. The Gemara says, no. The goat with its own mother have to be separated for purposes of shechita. You're not allowed to shecht both on the same day. Masheni came to shecht. If you have a farm, you have a goat and a sheep and a cow, you can shecht all three on the same day. Only the mother with the vlad, you're not allowed to. So that's what the Gemara says. Meikre the dina pircha, the major premise that you're telling me that other animals with the goat have to be separated more so than its own mother with the goat. Not true. The mother with the goat have to be separated. Only the mother with the goat have to be separated for purposes of osiv es ben olos. Ma'aliyim shekein nesri ima b'shchita. Tomei b'parah shalei nesri ima b'shchita. The parah and the rochel, you can shecht the same day. A parah with a goat and a rochel with a goat. So that's why the ganze kal v'chomer teiknish, the major premise, meikir nedina, the first line in the din, in the kal v'chomer, is pircha, is a pricha, is a shvach. Who says this is chomer? Maybe that's chomer. So that's why tamei lo imah b'chalei v'imah. That's why you need a pasuk to say the basa b'chalav is prohibited, even if the milk didn't come from the goat's own mother. It came from a cow and it came from a sheep. Tanya Yirech, we have another brisa. again, b'chalei b'imo, you have the pasuk is written three times. So why do you need it three times? So three times Gidi tells you three different details that the Gemara discussed before. And three times b'chalei b'imo, it also tells you other things. So the Brisa says, Ein li'ala b'chalei b'imo. All you see from the pasuk is you're not allowed to cook flesh of the goat with the milk of its own mother. What do you say, b'chalav achosa hagdola minayin? How do you know you're not allowed to cook the goat with milk from its older sister? The Gemara is going to talk about Achosa Hagdolo and Achosa Haktana. The older sister, the younger sister. Who's the older sister? Who's the younger sister? So Rashi has two pshatim over here. Rashi has a lot to say. And then on Amid Beis, he quotes Rabbi Yosef Tuvelem, preceded Rashi. Rabbi Yosef Bonfi. So they translated Bonfi, a good boy, Tuvelem, Tuvelem. Rabbi Yosef Tuvelem. So Rashi's pshat is, the first pshat Rashi writes, is Achosa Hagdoila. Achosa Hagdoila. You have a Behema Gasa and you have a Behema Daka. Behema Gasa is a bigger animal. It's a 9-month pregnancy, it's a bigger animal. A Behema Daka is the Gdi and the sheep and the Rochel. So Achosa, the same as before. So Achos HaGdoyla is the Pura, and Achos HaKtana is the Rochel. The Gdi is the animal that the Pasuk is talking about. Achos HaGdoyla is the Pura, and Achos HaKtana is the Rochel. Then Rashi gets stuck. When you get to the last line on the daf, Rashi's pshat doesn't work out. So Rashi says, throws up his head, he surrenders. He doesn't know how to read the line. Then he says, he found, on the top of Amud Beis, he says, on the third line, aye. Veroyani is Dibri Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam Zal Sharisi Chuvis Xavier. He found the manuscript and counts in a different shot. Achos Hagdola is all Gdi. Achos Hagdola means an older Gdi from 2 years older, and Achos Haktana is a younger Gdi. Everything is Gdi. So let's first go the first shot, and then we'll see where it gets stuck. So Rashi learns Tanya Yidach on the third wide line on Kuf Yudalim and Aleph. B'chalei v'imo, you're not allowed to cook the goat with the milk from its own mother, goat's milk. And li'ala b'chalei v'imo, to cook a goat with goat's milk from the mother goat. How do you know b'chalei v'achosa gedolo? How do you know even milk from a cow? You know that you're not allowed to. I'm a kalvachoyma. What's a kalvachoyma? Ma imo, there's a dina maisa behema. Dina maisa behema is if I own a farm, there's a farm where they plant potatoes, then there's a milk farm, and then there's a farm where they grow animals. So if you have a farm where you grow animals, and every year you have a lot of animals born, so if you have 10 animals born in the course of this 1 year, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, when is the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behem? But Rosh Hashanah for us is Echad B'Tishrei. When is Rosh Hashanah la Maisa Behem? So that's in the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that's the Machlokes HaTaraim. Whether it's Echad Be'el or Echad B'Tishrei. Well, whatever it is, there's a cutoff point. So if I have 10 sheep or 10 goats or 10 cows were born, 10 calves were born in the course of the same year, so I'm supposed to put them all together, put them in a corral, in a deer, in a corral, and have them go out one by one. You can't just say, let's say I had 40 behemoths were born in the course of the year, so I have to pick out my behemoth, I pick out four. You're not allowed to pick out four. You have to have them go out one by one. One by one, and then you have to count from 1 to 10, and the 10th one becomes automatically Maisa Behema. I don't have to be Magdashit, I have to count. Somebody has to count. And once I count 1 to 10, so the Asiri Me'elu for Kodesh, it becomes Kodesh by itself, just like Bechor Behema Torah is Kodesh by itself. When the Bechor is born, you don't have to be Magdashit, so Maisa Behema also, Asiri Me'elu for Kodesh, it becomes Kodesh by itself. That's why the Gemara has a whole discussion in the first parak in Chagiga. You're not permitted to be mafrish ma'isa behema on yontif. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. How come? Why not? What do you mean, why not? You're not allowed to be magdish any animal on yontif. A magdishin, when you magdish something, it's included in the gzera derabbanon of mekar chamemkar. You're donating to hegdish. So the Tosfos explains, it's not a violation of a magdishin. You're just counting 1 to 10, and then Asiri Me'elu B'Kodesh becomes Kodesh by itself. I didn't make it Hegdish. It wouldn't have been labeled as the 10th one if I wouldn't have counted. I always let the sheep go through the corral, so through the exit of the corral. Yeah, then once it becomes Kodesh, then you have to mark it. So the Gemara says, That you're not allowed to do on Yontif. You're going to whip it, and then it's going to make a whole red mark because of the dam. You're going to make a black and blue mark over there. So that's a malacha of chabura. Just like if he caused an animal to bleed, that's a malacha. That's a question what malacha it is, but the Gemara said that's a malacha. If he caused an animal, it caused a person to bleed. Let's say you take blood on Shabbos Yontif, that's a malacha. So machlokes is what the malacha is. So to cause a black and blue mark or to cause a red mark, you whip an animal, it causes a whole red mark where you whipped it, a person also, you whip a person. So that's a malacha. So the Gemara says they prohibited mafrish zayin ma'arisa behema on yanta because mishum skarta, because he's going to make it red when he's going to whip it, that'll be a malacha. So even if he wants to be mafrish the ma'arisa behema without making the mark, he'll put a ribbon around the neck of the behemoth. You have to know which one is the ma'aseh behemoth, otherwise it's going to get mixed and you won't know which is kodesh, which is chol. It's a carbon. So they made it xerah because the normal thing was to make a mark.
But it's a mark on it. But they just put a red mark on paint or dye something.
Yeah.
They used to whip it.
I think so. They used to whip it. It used to have a red mark. Yeah. It's a special din.
You combine different types of animals?
You can combine sheep and goats together because they're both behemoth daka. You cannot combine behemoth gasa, cattle, with the behemoth daka, you cannot combine. But sheep and goat, because they're both behemoth daka, can be combined. So that's what the Gemara is going to make a kal v'chomer. Tanya idach, and yela b'chalei v'imah. Again, on the third line. The pasuk only says you're not allowed to cook the goat with goat's milk, with the mother's milk. How do you know b'cholav b'cholav achos agdola? How do you know you're not allowed to cook goat's milk with milk from a cow? Amit kavachaima. What's kavachaima? So we're going to also talk which two animals can be combined and which not. Ma imo shenichnasa imo the deer lehisaser. This is an unusual thing. By human beings, a girl who's not even 1 year old can't have a baby. She's too young to have a baby. But by behemoths, the behemoth, segemot, the behemoth was born after Rosh Hashanah, and then it gives birth within the same year, and the mother with the vlad are two out of the 10. You mitzarf them together to make ma'aseh behemoth. If you have less than 10, you don't have an obligation to be mafrish ma'aseh behemoth. If you have 10, there's no isa tevel. You can shech the behemoth. If you want, you can shech the behemoth. Let's say you have exactly 10. And you want to shech the behemah, so you can shech the behemah. You don't say he's mevatel the mitzvah of hafrashas ma'aseh behemah. It's like sort of a mitzvah sarashus. If you didn't shech the animals and you put them all together, then the correct thing is to be mafresh ma'aseh behemah, have them go out one at a time. But if you want to shech the behemah for Shabbos or for Yontif, for a chasen or something, so shech is untahate, and then you don't say he violated, he was mevatel the mitzvah says. Except a mitzvah sarashus, sort of an optional mitzvah. If you do it, hasta fadinta mitzvah. It's not. There's no isa tevel if you didn't do it. So the Gemara makes his kavuchem. Madachim shenichnasi imo the deer lehisasi. You can combine the mother with the vlad together. It's mitzurif together to make the 10 to be mafresh ma'aseh behemah. Nonetheless, even though they may be combined together for ma'aseh behemah purposes, nonetheless, nesrim bebishul. You're not allowed to cook the goat with its mother's milk. Achoso hagdolo, we're talking about a cow that you cannot, they can't be combined. The cow with the sheep or the cow with the goat cannot be combined together for purposes of ma'aseh behemah, because one is a behemah gas and one is a behemah daka. Achoso shelo nichnasim or the deer lehisas cannot be joined together in the corral as two of the 10. Ain't a din. So you see, they cannot be together. So for sure, the milk cannot be together with the vlad. For sure, ain't a din. Shouldn't it be a kavuchaim and shenesirim a bibishum? So we establish it with the kavuchaimer. So then the brayser concludes nachamal tamalayma. That's why I need a pasuk b'chalevi mod to be marba. So the gemara said he just established a kavuchaimer. So what the punchline in the brayser doesn't make sense. Halamali krom. The last line in the brayser doesn't make sense. What do you need a pasuk? Ha'asiyale. He just established that it's a good kavuchaimer. So again, Rav Ashi says the same as he said before. Amar Rav Ashi mishum dika lemeima. One can din zach meikri the dina pircha. The first line in the kavuchaimer toignish. First line, you didn't prove conclusively. You're trying to prove, you're establishing A is greater than B. What did you establish? That you have to separate a goat with a cow more so than the goat with its own mother. Where did you establish that? Based on the din of Maisa Behema. So he says, I can argue if I can't. How did you establish the major premise, the first line in the Kal Vachomer, that this is A is greater than B? Me'imoi, that the mother with the goat, the mother goat with the vlad goat, could be joined together for purposes of ma'isa beima, but they can't join together for shechita purposes. They can't shecht those who has been on the same day. Ma'asheni came to shecht the goat with the cow. In one form, so what? It's not also Vezmano. So the whole major premise that A is greater than B, that you have to separate more so between a cow and a goat than with a goat with its own mother. It's not true. With a goat with its own mother, you have to separate more. So the din of also Vezmano indicates one way, and the din of Maisa Beim indicates the other way. So you don't know what's chom or what's cow. You don't know which two animals have to be separated from each other more so that's why you need a pasuk. Then the Gemara continues. So far you have established that you cannot cook a goat with milk from a cow. So far so good. And how do you know that you cannot cook a goat with milk from a chosuk tana? So Rashi says a chosuk tana is a sheep. Sheep's milk. So the Gemara asya mi beinaya. I don't need a pasuk, and I don't need a new Kal Vachomer. If the pasuk says you're not allowed to cook a goat with its own, with the milk from its mother, not allowed to cook a goat with milk from a cow. So once you know this and this, I'm a mele. I'll know you're not allowed to cook a goat with milk from a sheep. Mi beinaya means atzar hashove from both of them. Why? Mehetesi. Which one do you want to learn it out from, and why do you think you should not learn it out? Tasi, the line begins with the word tasi. Tasi, let's learn it out. Let's derive it. Tasi, learn it out. Me'imai, let's learn. You're not allowed to cook the goat with the milk from its own mother. So therefore, it should follow. You're not allowed to cook the goat with the milk from a sheep. No. Ma'aliyimishkein neserima b'shchita. No, the mother has to be separated from the vlad for the purposes of shchita. But you don't have to separate a sheep from a goat for the purpose of shchita. So the Gemara says, but you can't say that it's only forbidden to cook meat with milk if the milk came from an animal that cannot be joined together for shechita purposes, because we just said before, you can't say that's the crucial point, because you're not allowed to cook. We just said there's a pasuk, we learned that already, that you're not allowed to cook the goat with milk from a cow, and the cow with the goat you may shecht on the same day. So you see that consideration, that point that you can't shecht the mother with the vlad together, that's irrelevant. That's not what causes the prohibition of cooking the flesh with the milk from its own mother. Baharai, the milk from a cow also you can't cook together. Aizos, you'll have a taina malachos hagdolos kein nichnasim ol adir, malachos hagdolos sheloi nichnasim ol adir lehisaset. But you can argue the point. Maybe you're not allowed to cook the goat's meat with the milk from a cow because they can't be combined together for ma'aseh behema purposes, because this is behema gasa, this is behema daka. Ma'asheini kein. A sheep and a goat can be joined together for ma'aseh behema purposes. So since the two animals can be joined together, maybe the milk from a sheep, to cook the milk from a sheep with a goat should be mutter. Maybe the din of basa b'cholav depends on whether they can be joined together for ma'aseh behema purposes. So the Gemara says wrong. Ima tochiach. The mother goat with the vlad can be joined together for ma'aseh behema purposes, and still you're not allowed to cook the goat with the milk from the mother. So you see, that's not what causes a din. Because of a din, the Kal Vachomer goes back and forth. Lo ri'i zeh, ki ri'i zeh, the ri'i, the chumrah that this situation has, doesn't apply in the other case. We're trying to establish what is the din, what is the provision of basa b'cholav depend on. Does it depend on the two animals having to be separate for purposes of shchita? You can't shecht us. No, it's wrong. A cow's milk with the goat flesh, also you're not allowed, even though you're allowed to shecht them together. Does it depend on breeding them together? You're not allowed to breed them together? No, the goat with the mother, you can't breed together. Does it depend on ma'isa behema, two animals that can't be joined together? No, even the mother with the goat can be joined together for ma'isa behema. You can't cook in its own milk. So you see, neither this chumrah, this ri'i, and that ri'i, and the other ri'i, none of these chumras are what is gorim, the din, of the prohibition of basa b'cholav, satzad hashav shabem, fleshiks and milchiks. You can't cook together. Fartik, that's what we know that from our childhood. Can't cook fleshiks and milchiks together. But where does it say in the pasuk? So the Gemara says, because you have an extra pasuk to tell you, cholav achosa hagdolo, even milk from a cow. So the mele, that's how I know milk from a sheep also now. Sure. Atzad Shavu Shebehem. That's four lines from the bottom. The common denominator is Shehu Basa V'Yosel Lebasha Becholav. Fleishik Zemilchik. Sure. Afaniyav Achos Haktanu Shehu Basa V'Yosel Lebasha Becholav. Even milk from a sheep to cook, but flesh from a goat. This is also us.
How would you know a goat that's not related?
Right. So this
hollow from
the
goat that's unrelated.
Right. So this pshat in Rashi assumes that everybody understands. Rashi learns achos hagdola means the cow and achos haktana. Neither of them mean another goat. That's a davar pashut from another goat. If it's the mother's goat, it's also another goat. Rashi's second pshat, but he comes from Yosef Tuvelim, says you have to prove that first. How do you know you're not allowed to cook a goat with milk from another goat? Who said? Maybe it's only the mother goat. Who says from another goat? So that's what the second shot says. Achos Hagdala means an older goat, and Achos Hagdala means a younger goat. And Rashi says the second shot seems to be more correct, because the Gemara is going to ask on the top line on Amud Beis, how do you know you're not allowed to cook a female goat, the flesh, with its own milk? If I milk the goat, if I shech the animal, and then afterwards I take out the milk, that's Cholav Shchuta. So that we had earlier, the milk that you take out from the udder after the animal is ready geshachten, that's only basa b'chol of the rabbanon. That's not basa b'chol of the rice. But the Gemara asks, let's say I milk a goat, and after I milk it, and the milk is milchik min atorah, it's real milchik milk, and then after I milk the goat, then I shech the goat. I want to know, am I allowed to cook the goat with its own milk? So the Gemara needs a pasuk for that. So why in the first pshat we're learning, why you're taking for granted you're not allowed to cook a goat in milk from any other goat? Where's the proof for that? So that's why Rashi said the second pshat seems to be more correct. Exactly. The first pshat, what we're learning so far, the Gemara is assuming that's self-understood.
But it also implies that it's literally a sister goat.
Yeah. So it sounds better like the second pshat.
But what if it wasn't a sister goat, just a stomach goat?
Yeah.
That was not related.
Okay. How do you even know if it's not related at all? Okay. Okay. I don't know.
Rabbi Shechter, is not chiyuf before shechita to milk the cow?
No.
No?
No.
Because when I was shechting, the milk can mix up with the basar.
With the rabbanon, in our Torah, there's no problem.
No?
The milk that comes out after you shech the cow, in our Torah, it's part of it.
Yeah.
It's only milchik min atorah if you milk the cow while it's alive.
Yeah.
It may cause difficulty. If you don't milk the cow before you shecht it, it may be difficult to cut it up. Okay, maybe in common sense terms, maybe it makes more sechel to milk the cow before you shecht the stomach. Okay.
Do you shecht them today? Have they do anything to make sure they're not over and also a spino, or they never did do anything?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm imagining. I don't know. I should ask a sheikh. I'm imagining. That probably all the animals at the shecht are probably approximately the same age.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be at least 9 months older in order to be able to have lad, a couple of months older.
Milk from a trefa, we're talking about in the car, milk from a trefa is not kosher midaraisa, right?
We assume it's not kosher midaraisa, yes, yes.
So here you have a cow which is already shechted, so certainly a trefa. So why is its milk not kosher? Is that right?
Why is it a trefa? I shechted it.
Because it's already dead. It's worse than a trefa.
Shchuta. It's a shchuta. It's not a trefa. Trefa means it had a trefus on it. This I'm allowed to eat. The milk from a trefa you're not allowed to eat because you're not allowed to eat the cow. It's a non-kosher cow. But a behema shchuta is a kosher cow. He may eat it. Trefa has to be while it's alive. It develops a disease, because of which we declare it as a prohibited, you're not allowed to eat it. But the cholov that comes from an animal that's geshachten, the flesh is mutta, so the milk that comes out is also mutta.
This question should have been better. Milk could have come from such a behemoth, you know, who had this faith in it. You're not allowed to drink that milk.
I mean, how can you ever drink any milk?
Yeah.
How do you know any milk? So the Gemara assumes that rov behemus ksheiros, that most of the behemus roaming around on the dairy farm are kosher animals. So therefore, we rely on rov. At the OU convention, quite a few years ago, they once had a panel discussion on kashrus. So they had Rabbi Heinemann from Baltimore, and have you, Rabbi Ganak, and someone else representing one of the other kashrus organizations. So they asked the panel, when you give the hashgachas, do you really check into everything, or do you rely on Rav? So Rabbi Heinemann said, we all rely on, he's always very sharp, we always rely on Rav, because otherwise you can't drink any milk. How are you going to, you're going to x-ray all the animals to make sure in advance that they're kosher? The Gemara says, we rely on the Rav, Rav Behemoth Ksheris. If you check the animal, so you can check to see if it's a trefa or not. Also, we don't check for all the trefas. There's 70, 70. There are 70 trefas. Going to check for all the trefas, it'll take you a year. We don't check. We only check for this if there is sirchas on the lung. The Ramban says, because that's a miotamotzi. That's much more common than the others. We don't check for the others, unless there was a leiter sasavk, unless there's a reisa, unless there's reason to suspect that that there's some kind of a problem.
If after you check, you find that it's a trefa, you have to go check back.
Yeah, then Shulchan Aruch they talk. I have cheese, the milk they would drink on the same day. But if you have cheese that's sitting around for a couple of months, and then I shech the animal, now I see it's a trefa, and I know that this cheese was made from the milk that we milked from the cow 3 months ago. So do you have to assume that if it has a trefus now, it had the trefus 3 months ago, or do you have the right to assume maybe the trefus developed later? That's all discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Do you have to go back all the way? How far back do you have to go to prohibit the milk? How far do you, yeah, how far back do you go?
The cheese is over a year old. The cheese is more than your base Kodesh.
If the cheese came from more than a year ago, so then we usually assume that a trefa would probably not survive for 12 months. So the fact that it lived 12 months is a proof that 12 months ago was not a trefa. So if the cheese was made from the milk, there was milk from this animal over 12 months ago, so that we have the right to assume that it's kosher, right? That'll be a rare case, that the cheese, by us, not so rare. We have a freezer, so the cheese can stay for a few years. Okay. So again, so Rashi is translating Achosek Dal, Achosek Tano. We're assuming you're not allowed to cook goat's meat with goat's milk, even if it's not its own mother. Somehow that's a dove pashut. Not the goat's milk is a dove pashut. I don't need a pasuk for that. I just have to prove Achosek Dal means an expression. Achosek Dal means a cow's milk, and Achosek Tano means a sheep's milk. But another goat, in the first part in Rashi, we're assuming that doesn't need a pasuk. So now the Gemara asks the Kasha, and this is what doesn't read straight, according to Rashi, the next line, Freg the Gemara, E Hochi, the second line from the bottom. If there's such a thing as a Tzara Shoveh, you have a Pasuk that says you're not allowed to cook goat's flesh with the milk from the mother. And you have then Pasuk, Bachalei V'mozer, repeated three times. So you have another Bachalei V'mozer tells you you're not allowed to cook goat's meat with milk from a cow. So in the mele, I have a tzara shoveh, so I can assume also you're not allowed to cook goat's meat with milk from a sheep. So why did he need a pasuk that you're not allowed, why in the world did he need a pasuk to say that you're not allowed to cook the goat's meat with a cow's milk? Learn it out also from a tzara shoveh. What tzara shoveh? You have a pasuk that says you're not allowed to cook the goat's meat with milk from a goat. Then you have an extra pasuk b'chalevi mod, says three times. You need another pasuk, you're not allowed to cook goat's meat with milk from a cow. Then you don't need a third pasuk to tell you that you're not allowed to cook goat's meat with milk from a sheep, because it's tzara shoveh from that and that. But how can you ask a question, why do you need a pasuk to tell you you're not allowed to cook a goat with milk from a cow? Learn it out from a tzara shoveh. What's tzara shoveh? There is no other pasuk. So according to Rashi, this lineup doesn't read straight. E hachi. Oy bazoy, if this is a good tzara shoveh, achos hagdola nami, why did you need a pasuk adrasha to teach me you're not allowed to cook goat's meat in milk from a cow? Teisim mi binai, you're learning out from a tzara shoveh. That's where Rashi is. When, what tzara shoveh? Everything more enachinami. You're right. I don't need a pasuk to tell me cow's milk. So what? But then you have an extra bachalevi mo. What do? You have three times the pasuk Las Rasha Gdi says three times Gdi. Must be a reason why it's written three times Bachalevi Moy. So Gemara says, Ella Bachalevi Moy, Lamali, why do you have it so many times? Gemara says, Meboy le dekid Tanya. I need it for the following brisa. That what? Bachalevi Moy. The brisa says, why is it repeated? Ein li Ella Bachalevi Moy. I only know the simple translation of the pasuk, and I'll let it cook a goat with milk from its own mother. How do you know he atzma bechel vominai? How do you know you're not allowed to cook the goat, but the milk that you milk from the goat itself before you shechted it? That's what Rashi adds on. Bechol of atzma, because if you take the milk out after you shechted it, so minatar it's barva. The milk is only milk, it gives you milk the animal while it's still alive. So the Brisa asks, how do you know you're not allowed to cook the goat in its own milk? Bechol of atzma minayin. Zog the Gemara, well, isn't it a kavachayma? What's the kavachayma? Ma b'makam shalei nesa. Whoa. This is some kavachayma. Let's see. Ma b'makam shalei nesa pri im pri b'shchita. You're not allowed to shecht. Osev es ben obi yomecha. The mother and the vlad. Let's say the mother has two vladis. Have two sheep or two goats. So you're permitted to shecht both the brother and the sister. The two brothers on the same day. It's only prohibited the mother with the vlad. So that's pre and pre. Ma b'makom sholei nesa pri and pri. B'shchita. Nesa pri ha'em. The mother with the vlad may not be geshochten on the same day. The two vladas can't be geshochten on the same day. So you see that it's mocho. There should be more of a separation between the mother and the vlad than one vlad with the other vlad. So if the Torah says you're not allowed to cook a goat with the milk from its mother, so kal v'chaymi, you're not allowed to cook the goat with the milk from itself, because that's a pre. Nachamo, what does he say? Ma, what's kal v'chaymi again? Ma, m'makim what's the kal v'chaymi? Ma, m'makim shalei nasa pre and pre b'shchita. There's no prohibition to shech two brother, a brother and a sister, a brother and a brother, on the same day. Nonetheless, nasa pre im ha'em b'shchita. So you see in shchita that the mother with the vlad have to be separate. So mokum shenesa pri and pri bibishul. If you're not allowed to, the vlad was born from the mother and the mother gives off milk, the milk. So the milk from the mother and the vlad are both peris of the mother. So if the chumash says you're not allowed to mix together the milk from the mother with the vlad, so shouldn't it be a kavachaymer? No chamol, ain't a din, shouldn't it be a kavachaymer? Shenesa pri im ha'aim. The bishul, the Gemara says, should be a kavachaymer. That what? What's again the kavachaymer?
If you have the milk of one in the fly with the basur of the fly.
What do we say again? By Yosef Esbenov, what do you establish? What's your major premise that you're establishing? That a pre with a pre may be joined together. A pre with the mother should not be geshocht on the same day. Pre with the mother have to be separated. But the pre with the pre is not a problem. So you have to have more of a separation between the mother and the pre. So if you're not allowed to cook the vlad with milk from its mother, milk from its mother is another pre from the mother. The mother had a vlad, that's a pre, and the mother gives off milk, that's another pre. So a pre with a pre, you're not allowed to cook together. So therefore, what's a kavachaymer? So the mother with its the vlad with its own milk is a pre of itself. The aim with the vlad should certainly be separated. Mar made a kavachaymer that for sure you're not allowed to cook basa b'chol of the animal with its own milk, because that's the animal is the mother and the milk that comes from it is the pre. So based on what was the kavachaymer again? We're talking about which things may be combined and which things not. This is what one might have argued the point. It's going to come out that it's not correct. So the Gemara is going to say, you know that you have to have more of a separation between a mother and its own vlad than with a vlad and a vlad. So if you're not allowed to cook the flesh with the milk from the mother, even though that's pre, so it's kavachaymer to cook the hema with its own milk, the goat with its own milk, that's a mother with its own vlad, that for sure should be separated. It should be a kavachaymer. And then after the brisa establishes a kavachaymer, then it says, Talmud Lomer, that's why I need a pasuk, b'chalei v'imoy, to be marba that you're not allowed to cook the goat with its own milk. So the Morva asked the same kasha every time. You just established that it's a kavachaymer, so what do you need a pasuk for? If it's a kavachaymer, milsa dasi b'kavachaymer, sometimes you say tarach v'kosav l'krav. But it's better to say that it's better to say the pasuk goes on something else. It's better to say it goes on something else. So the Gemara asked the kasha on the fifth line. What's the punchline? Does he mean? So what do you need a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to cook goat with its own milk, Asula, you just derived it, you just established based on a kavachem. So now it's no longer Avashi saying Mikra Dinat Pircha. No longer. Mikra Dinat Pircha means your first premise, the major premise may not be accurate. You tell me A is greater than B, I'm not so convinced A is greater than B. Now it's a different person, it's not Ravash, Amar Avched Barami, and he doesn't say there's Mikra Dinat Pircha. There's no Ikra Dinat Pircha. A is greater than B. But there's a Yochiach in Mishim Dikalamem, a Sus Ben Sus Yachi, pray to Yochiach. If this style of logic is valid, then it's going to lead me to an incorrect conclusion in a different case, a totally different case. What's it totally? About Kelayim. Which animals are you allowed to breed together and which you're not allowed to breed together? So what does he say? Shundika Lemeimar, if this style of logic is valid, it's going to lead you to an incorrect conclusion in the following case. Sus Ben Susio, a female horse, sometimes gives birth. If she mates with a male horse, so she's going to have a horse. If she mates with a donkey, a horse and a donkey can mate, and they'll have a mule. So the mule is a hybrid between the horse and the donkey. So a female horse has two vlodas. One is, let's say, one is a male, one is a female. Are you allowed to breed these two vlodas together? There's no gilei arayos by behemoth. So a brother and a sister is not a problem. But the shaila is it kelai behema? So if she had the male and the female bloodus from a horse, so they're both horses, so horse and horse is no problem. She had both the male and the female bloodus from a donkey, then they're both mules, then they're both praedas. A praeda with a praeda, there's no problem. The shaila is, she mated, the female horse mated with a male horse, and she had one vlad, either male or female, one vlad, that's 100% horse. Then the female horse mated with a donkey, and she had a preda, a mule, which is if you that depends whether you choshishim lezera ha'av, rein choshishim lezera ha'av. By human beings, there's a yichus to the father and to the mother. By behemoth, that was the machlokes hatanoim. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's a sveka d'dina, where the os ve'ez benoi applies only to the mother, or even applies to the father in the vlad. If you hold ein choshishim lezera, means that there's no yichus at all between the father and the vlad by behemoths, only by human beings. By Jews and non-Jews, there's yichus to the father and to the mother, both. But by behemoths, it's a shayla. So the Gemara here is assuming that the vlad is misyachus after the father also. So the vlad that was born from the female mother, that's a horse, and the male father, who's a donkey, would be a preda, a mule, and the mule is not the same as a horse. Al pidin, this is a half horse, half mule. The other one is a full horse. So he says, what's his yochiach? Sus ben susio, achi preda. The male vlad is 100% horse. And the female vlad, the mother horse, mated with a male donkey, and they had a preda, a female preda. So I'm not allowed to breed these two together, because pre with pre, I'll give you a case with pre may not join together. You just said before that pre with the yaim have to be more separated than the pre with the pre, because the pre with the yaim is osv ez beno, and the pre with the pre, there's no osv ez beno. I can shech two cows on the same day if they're brothers and sisters. That's okay. So now the Gemara is going to give you a case with pre may not be joined together, and pre with the yaim may be joined together. Why? Because the pre with the pre, one is a horse and one is a mule. So if you hold choshishim zerahav, so the mule is half horse, half donkey. So you're mating a horse, a full horse, with an animal that's a half donkey. But to mate the vlad horse with the mother horse, there's no gilai rise by animal, so that would be mutter. That's a horse and that's a horse. That would be mutter. So the Gemara says, I'll show you a case. You're telling me that a pre with a pre may be blended together more so than a pre with an aim. I'll give you a case where it's not true, that a pre with a pre may not be mated, and the pre with the aim may be mated. So the Gemara says, that's not a yochiyah, that's a different reason why. Because this one is the full horse, and that one is a half horse, half donkey. So that's why you're not to blend them together. This one is not the same as the other animal. But the horse, the vlad, but the mother horse, it's the same in of an animal. It's not because of pre versus pre with an aim. We're talking the whole Amid Aleph. We're talking which animals can mix together. Here you can't prove anything with a pre. That's what the Gemara Tain is against the Yochiach. This Amara says because you have a yochiach. Amara v'cherevim shemdik lemeima sus ben susya achi prey the yochiach as vas shasa pri and pri. You're not allowed to mate together the mule with the horse umut the priim ha'aim, because the vlad that's a horse with the mother's a horse and the vlad is a horse and there's no gilai rise by them, so it's muta. Amara says vas haksta chaynik, that has nothing to do with this. That's not a valid yochiach. Hasam zera ha'avhu de kagorim. The reason why you can't mate this vlad with that vlad because this vlad is a half donkey and the other vlad is a full horse because they both parents were horses. Hasam zogdi gemara. That's not a yochiach. Has nothing to do with our case. Hasam zera ha'avhu de kagorim, because the one that's a mule is a half donkey from the father. V'haraya, because I'll give you another case. Perid ben susya. Let's say the mother was a she horse and she made it twice with a donkey, so she had two vladas that are both mules, a male and a female. So the male is a parrot and the female is a predo. Parrot ben susya achi predo yachia muta pri and pri. You're allowed to mate together the male and the female vladas because that's a parrot and that's a predo, and you're not allowed to mate the vlad with its own mother because the mother is a pure horse and the vlad is a half horse, half half donkey. What?
Two mules cannot,
sterile. Right.
Mean,
it's not going to pay. Okay, you're not going to pay. So let's say to pull a wagon. You're right. Okay. Then let's say you're not allowed to have chorish b'shava chamor yachdav. You're not allowed to have a horse and a mule pulling a wagon. A horse and a mule do charisha together. You know, it doesn't make sense to mate them together because mules don't give birth. They're sterile. They can't give birth. You're right. Okay. So it goes on pulling a wagon. That there's an iser of the kaloi behemoth. So the Gemara said, that's a different reason why, because choshim zerahav, because it's a different kind of animal. You didn't prove anything about pre with aim. We're talking the whole time pre with aim. This is not a yochiyah. Shai. Elo amar mabrei deravina, there's a different yochiyah. What's a different yochiyah? Mishum dika lemeima. The kavachaymer is not a valid kavachaymer. We wanted to make a kavachaymer that for sure you're not allowed to cook the goat with its own milk. If it's she-goat, for sure. If you're not allowed to cook it with the milk from the mother, certainly not to cook with its own milk, but a ganze kavachaymer. So the first yochiach was rejected. So Ma Brei D'Avina has a different yochiach. Mishum dik lemeima, Eved ben Shivcha, Achim Meshuchreres yochiach. What's it does? Ab Shivcha Knainis. So the Shivcha Knainis gave birth to a son and a daughter. And then they're both, he's an Eved Knainis, she's a Shivcha Knainis. So the master one fine day decides to free the Vlad. The Shivcha, the Vlad of the Shivcha. So the Pri and the Pri are not allowed to marry each other because one is an Eved Kanani, one is a Meshuchreris, one is the Israelis. An Eved is not allowed to marry the Israelis. So he says, I'll give you a case that the Pri with the Pri may not marry, and the Eved with his own mother may marry each other. That's a simple translation of the Gemara. That's taka true. The Gemara says, Eved ain't lo yachas. Eved Kanani doesn't have any yachas.
So,
B'nei Noach have a din of arayis. B'nei Noach have a din of arayis, because by B'nei Noach there is yachas, but Eved ain't lo yachas. Eved ain't lo yachas is to be taken literally. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin where the Gemara says Eved muta be'imoy or muta be'bito, and Eved is permitted to marry his own mother. She's going to be 20 years older than him, and muta be'bito is allowed to marry his own daughter. So in that Gemara, there's a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch points this out. When you say Eved ain't lo yachas, there are two kurvas. The two categories of kurva by Jewish people. There's the kurva of mishpacha, and that the Gemara said mishpacha same kuri and mishpachas av kuri and mishpacha mishpacha same ena kuri mishpacha. That's a pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, when Moshe Rabbeinu is instructed to take a census of Bnei Israel. He should count the mishpachosim lebeis avosim. How many members in Shevet Reuven? How many members in Shevet Shimon? How many members in Shevet Yisachar? And so on. So it says, what if you have a mixed marriage? The husband is from one shevet and the wife is from another shevet. So the pasuk paskins lemishpachosim lebeis avosim. The Gemara establishes based on that pasuk. Pasuk beis, pasuk gimel, the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar. Mishpachas av kriyim mishpacha, mishpachas em ena kriyim mishpacha. That's relevant for Yerusha purposes. Because the pasuk says, if a person dies, the Yerusha goes to the son. No sons goes to the daughters. No daughters goes to the brothers, sisters, the whole thing. And then it says, and what if he doesn't have any immediate relatives? So it says, L'mishpachtai v'yarashoy. So it goes to whoever is closest in the mishpacha. So mishpacha is only the relatives on the father's side. I have relatives on my mother's side. That's not called mishpacha. So how can it be it's not called mishpacha? But if I marry my aunt, my mother's sister, that's Gili Arayus. They say, I am related to my mother's sister. So the answer is, that's not... Gili Arayus doesn't depend on close relatives, mitam, mikach, mishpacha. That's as ish ish, or kol she'er b'sor, l'sikr v'l'gal tzav. That's a different chal Hashem kurva. There's a chal Hashem kurva of mishpacha, a chal Hashem kurva of she'er b'sor. So she'er b'sor is even from the mother's side, and mishpacha is only from the father's side. So the Gemara says, the Gemara learns off in the Pasuk when Avraham Avinu went for the Akedah, last week said, he went for the Akedah, so he had Shnei Nior Vima, he had the two Avodim, so he says, Shvul Lachem Poyim Machamor, Vani Vana Nechad Ko. So the Gemara says, Shvul Lachem Poyim Machamor, so you see from that Pasuk that the Eved Knaini is Doim Al Chamor. Just like by Chamor, there's no Yachas, there's no Mishpacha, there's no Kurva, so too by Eved Knaini, there's no Yachas, there's no Yuchsin. So does that mean Eved Knaini doesn't have a din of mishpacha? Does he have a din of sheir basar? Or he had garnish min garnish? He doesn't even have sheir basar. So the Minchas Chinuch points out that's a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam how to read the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in the middle of Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches, or so, has all the dinei b'nei noach and Daf Nun Ches, Nun Ches, Nun Tes, all over there. So the Gemara says over there, Eved muta b'im and muta b'bita. The Eved is allowed to live with his own mother, allowed to live with his own sister, with his own daughter. So some Rishonim learn literally. And Eved doesn't have Sher Basar, he doesn't have Yichas, doesn't have Kurva, Mishpach doesn't have any Kurva at all. And other Rishonim say no. Eved Mutabim Mutabibita means like this. If there was a Goyish family, and the mother and the son both converted, so Minat Torah they're not related, because Gershon is Gayek, Kukut and Shunaladam. Minat Torah they're allowed to marry each other. But with the Rabbanim, we prohibit them. The Gemara says, Shalom Yamar, people shouldn't say, Banim Gdusha Chamur, the Gdusha Kala. Because man, we were Goyim. You're not allowed to marry your son. Mother's not allowed to marry her own son. Now that we converted, we became Jewish, our life is much easier. When you become Jewish, all the laws are relaxed. Everything is easier. So we don't want people to say such a thing. Kadesh Shalom Yamru mentions all these Zogim, Banim Gdusha Chamur, the Gdusha Kala. So they made an Issa the Rabbanim that the Ger is not allowed to marry the relatives that he had from before. So half of the Rishonim learned, what if there was a mother and a son, and they didn't both convert to become Jewish? They both were converted to become Eved Knaini and a Shidcha Knainis. So we say, on the level of their Isa, Gershon has got Kukot and Shinola Domi, they're not related anymore. Did we introduce an Isa de Rabbanon? So the Ramam says, no, the Chumra mid the Rabbanon, that a Ger is not allowed to marry his mother who also converted, that's only if they really became Jewish. They shouldn't say Banim Kedusha Chamur Kedusha Kal. But if he was only converted to become a to become an Eved Knaini, and the mother became a Shivcha Knainis, so the Chumim of the Rabbanim was never introduced. But if you have a Shivcha Knainis who has children, of course she's not allowed to marry her own son. Nobody was Megayer over here. The Vlad was born an Eved Knaini. The mother's a Shivcha Knaini. The Vlad is not a Knaini. So even though there's no Mishpacha, but there is Sher Basar. So that's a Machlekes HaRishonim. Rashi here is careful to say, when the Gemara here says the mother is a shivcha knainis, so she has a son and a daughter, and the Adon freed the daughter, he didn't free the son. So the son is not allowed to marry his own sister. He's not allowed to marry pre, but pre is also because the eved, the son is still an eved, and his sister is a meshuchreres, so she's a bas yisrael. So an eved knainis is not allowed to marry bas yisrael. But the son is allowed to marry his own mother because the mother is a Shivcha Knainis and he's an Eved Knaini. So that's Mutta. An Eved Knaini is allowed to marry a Shivcha Knainis. So Rashi doesn't like it in our Gemara because Rashi holds over there that Eved Mutta Bima Mutta Bibita is not to be taken literally. He's not Mutta to live with his own mother, only if Nizgayer. That's a Machlek. So Rashi says over here, he's allowed to marry someone who's like his mother. He reinterprets. Not allowed to marry his own mother. It doesn't really fit into the Gemara. The literal translation of the Gemara goes, he's allowed to marry his own mother. That there's no din of sheir basar at all. Eved ain't lo yachas, no yachas of mishpacha. There's no yachas of sheir basar at all. So let's see again. So this ela mamabre der avina. There's a different yachich, a different reason why we reject this kavachaima. Why a different yachim? Shemdika lemeimer eved bet shivcha achim shechreres yachiach. How is that? The mother was a shivcha, and she had a son and a daughter, and the adon they're both. The son is an Eved and the daughter is a Shivcha Knainis, and the Adon freed the daughter. So the son is not allowed to marry his own sister, Shasa Pri, and Pri, the Eved is not allowed to marry the Mishachreres, because his sister is a Yisraelis. And the Eved is allowed to marry his own mother. The literal translation of the Gemara. So Rashi fudges over here. So the Gemara says, Gad! So we're trying to prove over here, you see, that sometimes the pre with the pre have to be separated, and the pre with the aim may be together. You're proving from Shechita, the pre with the aim have to be separated, and the pre with the pre can be together, you can shecht the brother and the sister on the same day by the behemoth. And I'm proving to you, a pre with pre have to be separated, with pre with the mother don't have to be separated. So the Gemara said, that's not a valid yochiyach. Hasn't get shichru the kagarim. That's a different reason why. Because this one is a shichreris and this one is an evikneini. You didn't prove anything about pre with pre with pre with aim. That's it. It has nothing to do with our topic. V'haraya, what would be the din in the following case? The evid ben mishuchreris achi shivcha. What's the case? The evid. Let's say you had a shivcha kneinis, and she has a son and a daughter. So the son is an Evik Naini, the daughter is a Shivcha Knainis. And then the master frees the mother. So the mother is now a Mishuchreris. After she gave birth to the son and the daughter, the mother becomes Mishuchreris. The Odon gives a Rishtah Shichra. The Evid ben Mishuchreris, Achi Shivcha, and he has a sister who is a Shivcha Knainis, Yochiach. What is it? What's the din over there? Shemuta Pri and Pri. Evid with the Shivcha, the brother and the sister, and Evid and the Shivcha, so allowed to marry each other. According to Rashi, it doesn't mean the brother and the sister can marry. The brother and the sister means he's allowed to marry a girl who's a Shivcha. And according to the other, no, literally, a brother, Mutta Behima, Mutta Bebita. By Evid, there isn't even a Kurva of Sher Bosa. So the Gemara said, that's a different reason why it's also Mutta, not because Priyamayim. Because an Evid with a Mishachrevis is not allowed to marry. Bosa Priyamayim. You have no yochiach against the kavachaimer. The kavachaimer was a good kavachaimer from before. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to cook flesh in its own milk? We just established we would have had a good kavachaimer, and there is no yochiach. The yochiach that you suggested is baba maisa. It's not a good yochiach. Ela zog di gemara, a different reason. El amar avidi baravin, also not going to make sense. Gemara's going to laugh at this also. Ela yishum dika lemei meklo yizroim yochiach, another yochiach. What's this? Kloy Zroim Yochichu. What is Kloy Zroim? There's a din of Kloy HaKerem and there's a din of Kloy Zroim. Kloy HaKerem is, I'm going to plant grapes up until the border, and then I'm going to plant wheat up until the border. And they're right next to each other. So that's Kloy HaKerem. So Kloy HaKerem and Atar is also only in Eretz Yisrael. All over the world there's no Issa Deraisa. But the Rabbanu, they introduced Kloy HaKerem even in Chutz Lars. Kloy Zroim is that you're going to plant corn on this side and carrots on the other side, right? If you have a fence in between, so you can plant up until the edge, up until that. You don't have a fence in between, you have to have archok, empty space. So Kloy HaKerem was introduced by the Rabbon and even the Chutz Lords. Kloy Zroim is, I plant carrots over here and I plant potatoes over here, then near each other. So that's usher only in Eretz Yisrael. They never introduced it in Chutz Lords. That's how the Gemara says in Kiddushim. They never introduced Kloy Zroim in Chutz Lords. Why not? So Rashi's opinion in a few places is that Kloy Zroim to begin with, even in Eretz Yisrael, is only Midirabbanan. Kloy HaKerem is a Pasuk in Chumash. Karma Chol Asita Kelayim. Kloy HaKerem is an Issa Deraisa. So they made Gzeira in Chutz Lords, Oto Eretz Yisrael, to be Mechazik the Din in Eretz Yisrael. But Kloy Zroim is not Minatar, it's only it's an invention with the Rabban, and even in Eretz Yisrael Guf, it's Gzeira Otu Kloy HaKerem. So they didn't feel it necessary to make a Chumra Chutzlor, it's Otu Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael Guf, it's only Otu Kloy HaKerem. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, they say it's absolutely wrong. That Kloy Zroim is an Issa Deraisa. Sod Chalas is a Kelaim. So the way Tosfos learns, Karma Chalas is a Kelaim is Kloy HaKerem. Sod Chalas is a Kelaim is Kloy Zroim. Two different psukim. Rashi says, no, boze v'lim min azeh. Karmachol asita kelayim sheds light on sotcha l'sizu kelayim. That sotcha only goes if one of them is a carrot, one of them is grapes, with something else, then it's kelay akerem. Rashi holds in Kiddushin, there's no kelay zroi minator. This Gemara is beferish. The Gemara is making kavachaymas. They're talking about dinim deraisa here. So they're assuming that kelay zroi is a din deraisa here. Poshib shat in the Gemara here. There are a lot of Gemaras like that. They says all the Gemaras are against Rashi. Ashver Rashi. Rashi every so often has a funny idea. So the Gemara makes a yochiach here. El mishumdika lemeimar. El amar avidi barovim. Mishumdika lemeimar. A different yochiach. Kloy Zroim. We're trying to prove which is mocham, which two things have to be separated from each other more so? Pri with pri?
Yeah.
The milk from the mother, the goat was born from its mother, and the milk came from the mother, so that's called pri and pri. And what about the milk from this animal itself? That's called priyam ho'em. This goat gave off milk, so the milk is the pri of this goat, and the goat is the aim. So which two things have to be held separate more so? The pri with the pri, or the pri with the aim? So that was what the Kal Vachomer was all about. So the Gemara says, I can dispute, I can show a yochiach. What's the yochiach? Kloy Yisra'im yochiach u'sha'osu pri and pri, umut pri im ha'aim. What's this pri and pri? What's the pre and pre? Whoa. Where's the Rashi in this? Here's the Rashi. Klo Yisroim, all the way down over here. 10 lines from the bottom. Klo Yisroim chitim im adashim shosad Yisroim zem zem muta l'Yisroel kalechad im imo. You're not allowed to plant pre and pre. The potatoes come from the ground and tomatoes come from the ground. So you're not allowed to plant potatoes with tomatoes. You have to keep them separate. That's pre with pre, but you're allowed to plant potatoes over there and tomatoes over here. But the potatoes come from the ground. So if you're planting potatoes in the ground, that's pre im ha'aim. Here you're planting tomatoes in the ground. So you're planting the pre. So the pre with the mother may be held together, but the pre with the pre have to be separated more so than the mother. So you're telling me that the pre with the pre can be blended together. What did he say before? What was the Kal Vachomer again? What was the original Kal Vachomer on the top of the daf? If you're not allowed to cook the goat with the milk from the mother, pre with the pre, so Kal Vachomer, the pre with the aim, should be separated, because he said by Yosef as Benot, the pre with the aim have to be held separate. So the Gemara said, that's not correct Kal Vachomer, because you have by Kloi Zroim the reverse, that the pre with the pre have to be kept separate, and the pre with its own aim may be together. You're allowed to plant potatoes in the ground, that's the pre with the aim. Potatoes came out of the ground. You're allowed to plant carrots in the ground, the carrots came from the ground. Just the pre with the pre, you're not allowed to plant together. So that shows that your whole hierarchy of pre with pre, with the aim is not correct over there. So the Gemara says that's not true. Let's see. So the Gemara rejects it. That's not true. Klum nesa pri and pri ela al yedei ha'aim. No, the only time you're not allowed to plant tomatoes and carrots, or carrots and potatoes, if you're planting them in the ground. If you have a container and you put in potatoes and tomatoes and carrots, and nothing was planted in the ground, there's no problem. So you're not talking about pri with pri. You're talking about pri with the aim. Everything is a pre with the aim. So it's not the same as the case before. Before we're talking pre with pre versus pre with aim, and here you're talking pre with pre with the aim. So it's not the same. Totally different. Funny Gemara. These are all svaris that one could have said. We don't think in these terms. These are all svaris what you could have said. So the Gemara argues, klum nesa pre and pre, you're not allowed to plant potatoes and tomatoes together, ela al yidei ha'aim, only if you plant it in the ground, v'haraya, v'chita misarim bekado, if you put kernels of wheat and kernels of barley in a container, in a cup, in a cod, v'lo mitzru, you're allowed to hold it together. It's only also if you plant in the ground. So it's not the same as before. Has nothing to do with before. So the Gemara blight by Kasha. The Braisa just made Agansa Kal Vachomer. If you're not allowed to cook the goat's meat and the milk from its mother, shouldn't it be a Kal Vachomer? You're not allowed to cook it with its own milk, because the pre with the aim, there's an Isra Osir Ezbeno. So that should certainly be separated. So why did the Braisa theorize at the end that you need a pasuk to prove, to be marbet, that you're not allowed to cook the flesh in its own milk? It should be a Kal Vachomer from the mother's milk. Ela zog de Gemara, a different reason. There's no pircha, there's no yachiach. It's a different reason why you need a pasuk. Ela amar Ravashi, mishum dika lemeimar, ma'ale pri and pri, sheken shnei gufim. To cook the flesh with the milk from the mother, these are two different entities. The milk came from the mother, and the flesh is from the vlad. There's a mother and the vlad. Masheni came to cook the flesh and the milk from its own body. That's guf echod. So you have to separate the guf from itself. If the milk came from this guy, would have thought from the same animal. How can you say pri with the aim, there's a osa v'zbeno, they're two different animals. You're not allowed to shech two different, you have to separate the osa v'zbeno, the mother with the vlad. But to separate the animal from the milk, from itself, that's the guf echud. So that's why the ganze kav v'chaim toignish, and that's why you need a pasuk to be marbe explicitly that to cook the flesh with its own milk from its own animal is also lost. That's the gemara. Elam Ravashi, that's the reason why I'm shindika lemeimar v'alipri and pri to cook the flesh with the milk from the mother. Both pri v'vish came shnei gufim. The milk came from the mother, and the flesh is from the blood. The milk from the animal can go fechod. That's why you need a person. Okay. So this whole daf is all havaminas. This is all havaminas. Lamaskana, we know. You're not allowed to cook bas v'chol. Okay. So the problem was, how did the Tanoim, how did the Chachamim establish the din? It doesn't say it in the Chumash. So they said it has three times Gedi, it has three times Chalei V'moy, and Shain, they were marba, he and aher. So it boils down to what we know today, that bas v'chol is us. So now the Gemara is going to have also a discussion. We know that Basa B'chalav is not only, in the Chumash it only says you're not allowed to cook it together. We know not allowed to cook it. Let's say I'm in the army, I'm a chef, and I'm cooking for everybody else. I'm not going to eat it. They're all nochrim in the army. You're not allowed to cook even for a goy. I'm a chef in a trefa restaurant in Harlem, and only goyim are going to eat it. So you're not allowed to cook Basa B'chalav. It's an issa to cook. Then there's an issa to eat it. Then there's an issa hanoah. Where does it say in the Chumash that there's an issa hanoah? Where does it say that there's an Isra Achil? So that's the topic now that's going to go on and on. It's Gerada Machloek Nisa Tanoim. Some Tanoim hold that Basa B'chalav is Muta Barnoa. We Paskan La'alocha. And the Mishnah says, we Paskan La'alocha. If it's Basa B'chalav deraisa, it's also Bibishal, also Barnoa. Basa B'chalav derabanan, chicken and milk is Muta Bibishal and Muta Barnoa. And Basa B'chalav deraisa, flesh with milk, is also Bibishal and also Barnoa and also Bachil, all three. So the Gemara is going to ask, how did the Tanoim establish that then? By us, it's elementary. How did they know? So that's the next Gemara. Amar Rav Ashi, Minayin, right in the middle of Kuf Yudalar Amin Beis. Minayin, how do you see in the Chumash Lebas and B'chalim Sh'asav Achila? Who state that it's Asav Achila? It only says it's Asav Bishul. How do you know that you're not allowed to eat? So he says, there's a Pasuk in Dvarim, Shenema L'Sechol Kol Tayeva. You're not allowed to eat anything that's disgusting. What's disgusting? Zokter kol shetiyafti lecha harei bebal teichal. Whatever I told you, you're not allowed to cook basa b'chalav. So if you cook basa b'chalav, that's disgusting. So that's l'sechol kol teyevu. Kol shetiyafti lecha harei bebal teichal. So one could argue the point, huh?
It should be kavuchami.
Kavuchami, that what?
Once if you can't cook it. Certainly, you shouldn't be able to eat it.
No, so the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs like that. The Rambam says, why does the Torah prohibit you from cooking it? Because normally, you cook food in order to eat it. So it's self understood. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to cook it because we're afraid someone's going to eat it. That's what the Rambam says. But the Gemara Grata doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says you're not allowed to cook it. And since you cooked it b'avera, so the product came out through doing an avera, so kol shetiyav t'lucha harei b'val teichon. So one could argue the point, thus is alt gered givar, and if the person cooked the meat and the milk together, what if a goy cooked it? Have a goyish maid, she came in, and she cooked the meat and the milk together. So it's muta, because no one violated an avera. Or let's say, I'm cooking the flesh on the stove, and accidentally some milk leaks in, some milk falls into the pot, and there was bas b'chalav cooked by accident. So no one violated any aver at all. The guy cooked it, or cotton cooked it, or it happened by itself. You're going to say that then it's mutter. Pashto says it should be mutter. So Rashi right away, bavorns. You see the Rashi, there are narrow lines and wider lines and very wide lines. So on the wider lines, the third line, when the lines become a little wide, kol she'tiyav t'lechol, kol she'asar t'lechol l'tavo, u'l'esrachik v'meno, harei b'bal t'lechol l'ilomis, the cholin yonim and all I found him shehu ben shabo baver ben shalot baver kigon ay de cotton or de yavik hacham, even if it happened by mistake, even if a guy cooked it. How do you see that in kol shiti avtilcha? Kol shiti avtilcha sounds like if you did an avera, so we penalize you. You're not allowed to eat it. But if a guy cooked it, there's no teiva. I don't hear. Yeah. We say it's only asav achila. It's muta bebishul, and muta bano only asav achila. Yeah, So you can't. How can you can't even say kol shetiyah p'tilcho? I didn't do anything wrong. I cooked it bad. That's a chumra mederabanan. Later chumra mederabanan, not to eat it. The dinim derabanan don't correspond to this idea. So that's the shaila. How does Rashi? Shouldn't it? If the mocker for saying the basav chalav is also ba'achila, because kol shetiyah p'tilcho, you did something wrong. So you're not allowed to eat it. That's only if a Jew cooked it ba'avera. If a cotton cooked it, or by accident it got cooked, or if a goy cooked it, no one violated that there, how can you say kol shati after l'cho? So there's a toisvis in b'chayris. There's a din like this. If you have a carbon, if it develops a mum, you're not allowed to be makriv it on the mizbech. What if you made a mum? Also, you can't be makriv it on the mizbech. So you're not allowed to make a mum in a carbon. Amat al mum, the kachim is loike. There's a pasuk kol mum lo yihi abo. So the Gemara kol mum, you may not be makir by carbon if it has a mum. Kol mum lo yihi abo. So the Gemara in Zvachim Darshan's kol mum lo yihai abo. You're not allowed to cause a mum to become. Hamatam lo bekachim is like it. So then the Mishnah has a din. What if the carbon has a mum kavua? If it has a mum oiver, a mum that's going to heal by itself. So you have to wait till it gets better. You can't be makir of it when it has the mum. You wait till it gets better. What if it has a mum kavua? So then the din is, you can be paid of the carbon. You can be paid of the carbon. So the Mishnah says, you can be paid of the carbon if the mum happened by itself. But if you were matal mum, you made the mum, then there's a penalty, midrabanon, you're not allowed to be paid of the animal based on the mum that you made. There's a penalty. So the Gemara darshins it from the Pasuk, lo selcha kol tayyebu, kol shetiyavta decho, I told you you're not allowed to make a mum. You went ahead and you made a mum. So you're not allowed to eat the behemoth. You have to wait till it develops another mum kavua on its own, and then you're allowed to be poided. So Tosis points out that din is only an asmachta midrabanan. That's not an isa deraisa. So Tosis has to explain why. But it says, whenever you did something wrong, you weren't allowed to do that. So you're not allowed to do that. So you're not allowed to eat it based on that. So why isn't it an isa deraisa? So Taisus says, you can't call a carbon that has a mum kavua, a dava metuav, you can't call shati aftalacha. If the mum would have happened by itself, you would have been able to be paid and eat it. So just because you did an avera, that's not called kol shati aftalacha. So Taisus is a little unclear. So there's a tshuva in the base of Ephraim. Ephraim is on Margolius talking about esrogim or kovin. On Sukkot, he can't use an Esrog Hamurkov. So the first one who has the Magen Avraham in his commentary on the side of Shulchan Aruch says, if you have an Esrog that's a hybrid, so sometimes they breed an Esrog with a lemon, and sometimes they breed the Esrog with a tree that has no fruits at all, an Ilan Srak. So if you breed the Esrog with a lemon tree, so it's a blend. So it's not 100% esrog. It's a 50% esrog and 50% lemon. So that's not the min of the esrog. What if you breed the esrog with a ilan srak, with a tree that doesn't? They do it because it grows better. It strengthens it. So you can't say that it's not the right min. The other tree doesn't have any fruits. So this is 100% esrog. It strengthened it. No. So you can't say it's the wrong min. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Levush. He has a new story. You're not allowed to use an Esrog Hamurkov. Forget about it's the wrong min. Even if it were the right min, even if it's an Ilan Srak, because it's an Issa Harkovas Ilonis, you're not allowed to graft on a branch from one tree onto another tree. Let's say we have a lot of fruits like that. What do we have?
Nectarine.
What do they graft on? So you're not allowed to graft a branch from one tree on the other. If they did it, but if the Goyim did it or the Jews did it, it doesn't make a difference. So you're allowed to eat the nectarines. If you did kloy hakerem, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to eat it. So sabachilos mano. But any other kalayim, if you have a hybrid, so you're not allowed to do it. But once they made the nectarines, so you can eat the nectarines. So there is a discussion in Sanhedrin. The Goyim only have seven mitzvahs ben enoch. That's all. So the Gemara says, no, the seven mitzvahs bin enoch azarasam zuyim misosam. If they violate any one of those seven, they deserve the death penalty. But there are several other additional mitzvahs that the bin enoch are commanded to observe, and there's no punishment of death penalty. So one of them is, harkovas ilonas. The Gemara says to graft a branch from one tree onto the other, or to breed one animal with another, to mix, to breed animals, that's an Issa Deraisa for non-Jews as well. Why isn't it listed among the Sheva Mitzvah? Because the Sheva Mitzvah Azarasim Zui Misosim. If he violates that, he deserves death penalty. And these additional ones, there's no Enish Misa. So the Rambam paskins like that Gemara, that B'nei Noach HaMuzim, in addition to the Sheva Mitzvahs, they're also forbidden from grafting trees one on the other. And the Mishnah Yisei Beferes is a prohibition to graft an Ilan Srak with Ilan Oysa Peris. To graft a tree that bears fruit, but the tree that doesn't bear fruit, also prohibited. You're not allowed to graft one onto the other. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Levush, that if you have an Esrig HaMurkov, not only is it no good if you grafted an Esrig onto a lemon tree, because it's not fully min Esrog, it's 50% lemon, or grafted onto whatever other fruit tree you want, even if you grafted it onto an Ilan Srak that doesn't bear any fruits at all, so it's 100% Esrog, it's possible because of mitzvah haboa baver. And even if the one who did the grafting was a non-Jew, the non-Jews are forbidden from grafting one tree on the other. It's an isa deraisa, and that's called a mitzvah haboa baver. So the Beis Ephraim has a tshuva where he disagrees with this levush. What's from mitzvah haboa baver? Mitzvah haboa baver means the chepza that I'm using is called a chepza shal aver. The dover is a dover hametuv. If I did an aver that enables me to do a mitzvah later on, that's not called mitzvah b'aver. Only if the cheftza, I have a lulav ha-gozel. So when you steal a lulav, not only have you violated an aver by stealing, the lulav is, you're holding a hot potato in your hand. What calls man, you hold that lulav has, you have a kinyan zeil on the lulav. It's called the dover ha-gozel. So you're using a dover, a cheftza, shal aver, to fulfill a mitzvah, that's called mitzvah b'aver. But the Rishalmi gives the mashal, let's say, on Pesach night, Pesach Shechali is B'Shabbos, and I want to have a Seder by you. So there's no Erev, and I carry the matzahs in the street to have the Seder by you. So you're going to call that a mitzvah baba aver, because I carry the matzahs on Shabbos, so if I carried it to your house to have the Seder there. If I wouldn't carry it, we didn't have any matzahs. You didn't have any shmura matzahs. I carried the matzahs on Leil Shabbos. So Rishalmi said, that's not called mitzvah baba aver. He did an aver, but the chepta, if you carry something on Shabbos, the matzahs are not labeled as a matzah shal aveira. If you steal the lulav is called the lulav agozel. They're a kinyon exela till you give it back, until you pay the guy money, and he gives you permission to keep it. Then it's no longer called a gozel. So mitzvah b'aveira only applies if the chepta is a chepta shal aveira, because you did an aveira not. So that's what the Beis Ephraim tain is. The levush says that if the goy grafted the esrig tree with an ilan strak, with a tree that doesn't bear fruits, that the esrig that grows is a mitzvah baba avera. What are you talking about? He did it. The goy did an avera for grafting the two trees together, but the chefta is not labeled as anything. It's muta b'achilim, muta b'anon. There's no problem. The only time it's called mitzvah baba avera is the chefta of the chefta shel avera. So he gives us a mashal, this tosfos in Bchoris, that if you're matal mum b'kotchim, we don't allow you to be paid at the carbon based on that mum, because you did an aveira, and the pasuk says lo socha kol teiv kol shetiav tilocha. So Tosfos says that's only an asmachta there. Why? Because there is an institution of a carbon developing a mum kavua by itself. A carbon with a mum kavua is not a dova hametuav. If it would have happened by itself, it's not a dova hametuav. You paid it and then you eat it. You're doing an aveira if you're matal a mum. That's lo socha kol teiv only applies if the chepta is a dova hametuav. But so that's what Rashi says over here. The Torah says you're not allowed to cook basa b'chalav. It's an isa pa'ula, that's all. You're not allowed to cook basa b'chalav. You say, no, it's an isa chalais. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want that you should bring into existence basa b'chalav. Shaila, let's say somebody cooked basa b'chalav, and it's in the refrigerator now. And I'm going to take it out from the refrigerator, heat it up again. So on Shabbos, it's a din ein bishal achabishal, because you didn't accomplish anything, the food is edible. What if I'm going to reheat the basa b'chalav? Am I in violation of bishul basa b'chalav? So Rabbi Kiveger, in the beginning of Simin Peizan Yeridei, quotes Rishonim and say, they don't think so. The avera bishul basa b'chalav means don't bring into existence basa b'chalav. But if the thing already is basa b'chalav, by my heating it up, I'm not creating basa b'chalav. The isa bishul basa b'chalav is not just an isa pa'ula. It's an isa chalois. Don't bring into existence a dova hametuav of basa b'chalav. So that's why the Gemara holds, Avashi says, that the pasuk l'secho kol te'eva applies here in HaTorah. It's not just an asmachta, because it's a dova hametuav, And that's what Rashi adds on. Even if a katan or a goy does the bishul basa b'cholim, even if the milk leaked in accidentally and it got cooked by mistake, the basa b'cholim, it's still a violation of l'sochel chatayv. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to eat it. L'sochel chatayv doesn't depend if I did an avera. Then no, that's not a davar hametuv. It's only a davar hametuv if it's an isa chalois, not if it's an isa p'ula.
Why should we be able to eat
Africa? That's a murderous kasha. The Gemara is going to ask it. Such a good kasha. The Gemara is going to ask, and the next, that's the next kasha. The Gemara is going to discuss it. Okay.
Why is it?
The Gemara says one who eats food that's absolutely disgusting, so that's, you're in violation of a prohibition of loisit shaktsos namshin sechem. So they understood that this pasuk called Ta'eva means davar hametuav in isa v'heter, but it doesn't mean a person did an avera. If a guy just did an avera, that's not a davar hametuav. Only if the chepts is metuav, if the avera that he did was not to bring about such a result. So the Gemara is going to discuss, going to be a whole discussion, which averas are in isach pula, which averas are in isach halois. Okay. When we start Shemona Esrei, the first bracha is avos. We introduce ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankiv. We're coming to daven to you. So what is that all about? Why do we start off like that? So some Hasidic Sfarim write, there's a Mishnah in Yuma. The Mishnah says that every day of the year they would have someone stand on the rooftop of the Beis HaMikdash to find out whether Her Pnei HaMizrach is way before sunrise. Every day in the Beis HaMikdash they used to bring the Tamei Shachar always before sunrise. That's where there's some poskim hold you're allowed to daven Shachris Lechatchila before sunrise, because all the Zmanim of Tefillah correspond to the Zmanim of HaKrovos HaKarbonos, and every day in the Beis HaMikdash they always brought the Tamei Shachar before sunrise. The Pichadosh holds like that. Mishnebura Paskin the other way, that even on the Beis HaMikdash they always brought the Karbonos so early, Kohanim Azrizim Heim. Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash had to be careful because they had the Bez Nagadol on their tail to make sure that they don't make any mistakes. But by us, we don't have any Bez Nagadol, so you can't say Kohanim Azrizim Heim, so we shouldn't daven Shachris L'chatchila before sunrise, only B'Shas HaTchak. Look, people have to go to work. So that's Shas HaTchak, Dav Machna Parnos. So the Mishnah describes every day of the year, all year long, they brought the Talmud Shal Shachar very early. They would have someone on the rooftop. He would say, Her Pnei HaMizrach. Then they would ask him, Ad Shebe Chevron? Look towards Chevron. Can you see a little sunlight coming up? Zokta, yeah. Ad Shebe Chevron. So then there would be Marko to come up. Why would they ask Ad Shebe Chevron? So Tosfos on that Mishnah quotes the Yerushalmi, because in Chevron is Maris HaMachpelah, where Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov are buried. So we want to be Ma'ira, the Schus of the Ovis. Like people say, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchev was always Malamet Schus on Klal Yisrael. So if you just say the name Berditchev, it's already a Schus. Because if you just say the word Chevron, that's already a Schus for Klal Yisrael. So that's in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to say, Her Pen HaMizrach Hatshe B'Chevron. So we have already invoked the Schus of the Ovis who are buried in Maris HaMapel Chevron. So the Karbonos will be accepted. So that's in Chassidish and Svarim. They have such a suggestion. We introduce the Shemona Esrei by saying, we are the descendants of Lekenu, Lekevus, and Lekei Avram, Lekenis, and Lekei Yankiv. We mention the Zchus Ovis that the Rebbeinu Shlom should accept that prayer. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that he thinks that there's something much more than that. The Gemara in Brocha says, Tfilas Ovis Tiknum. Avram Avinu was the one who is Mesakin Shachris. Yitzchak Avinu was the one who is Mesakin Mincha, and Yankiv Avinu is the one who is Mesakin Ma'ariv. What right do we have to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm going to come to the White House, I'm going to knock on the door, they're going to shoot me. The guards are going to shoot me. What are you doing in the White? You don't belong over here. I come to the Baruch Shalom, I need a better parnasa, and this child is expecting a baby, and this one needs a shidduch, and this one needs this, and this one needs a shtela. What right do you have to pester the Baruch Shalom? So we say, we are the descendants of Avraham Yitzchak. They were the ones who instituted the tefillah. They were big tzaddikim, they were big neviim, and they knew what they were doing, so we follow in their footsteps. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. we introduce the tefillah with the opening bracha of avos. That's the heter that we have to daven. So in this week's parsha, it says Vayetze Yitzchok Lasuach Basoda, when Eliezer was bringing Rivka back from Chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael, Yitzchok Avinu wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. That's what Avraham Avinu says. Rakas bni al toshim shama, my son is a carbon. If you take a carbon chutz l'makom, it becomes nifsal b'yotze. So he tells Eliezer, Eben Avram, whatever you do, don't take my son out of Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchok Avinu didn't realize that. He didn't understand why the father said. So that's why the pasuk is going to say later, but he rabbi, there was a famine. Mavad harav harishon shehoya b'mei Avram v'yevid Yitzchok el avimelech melech pilishtim gerora. He was going to go also to chutzlaretz, just like his father Avram Avinu went to Egypt. He was going to do the same thing. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him and he says, what's a tzushtel? You're not following in your father's footsteps. You're a carbon in Allah. If you take the carbon chutzlam komo, you become nifsal b'yotz. He told him, don't go. So Yitzchak didn't realize that, but that's what the father told him. Rakas b'ni lo sashem shama. So the pasuk says, when Eliezer was bringing Rivka back to Eretz Israel, and he sees Yitzchak is, v'yetzi Yitzchak lo suach basode, so the Gemara says, lo suach, he's miloshem tefilo. Boshim pshat is sichim, are bushes. Lasuach, he was walking under a bush or something to relax. So the Chazal say no, they quote the pasuk from Tilim. Tefillah l'ani kiyatov, lifnei Hashem, yishpoch sichoi, the sicha means tefillah. Sicha means tefillah. Yitzchak went to daven. Yitzchak went to daven. And that's what the Chazal say. He daven mincha. Now Soloveitchik pointed out that Yitzchak, that pasuk in Tilim, tefillah l'ani kiyatov, yatov means he bends over in pain. The poor man, Hotan Shkemparnasa, he has no clothing, he has nothing, he's missing everything. Avraham Avinu always did well. Avraham Avinu was like the sun was shining in the morning, say, mi heira mizrach. He was a happy-go-lucky fellow. Yitzchak, when he was brought on the Akedah, was parcha nishmasoi, the Medrash says. He lost his life and he regained his life. So he was really afkahak the tzaris. So his tefillah was losuach basoda, like tefillah l'ani kiyatov, lifnei Hashem yishpach sicha. They're different tefillahs. Shachris is a happier tefillah, mincha is in the middle of the day when a lot of things going on. So we daven the tefillahs all because the others were the ones who introduced them, and we rely on the others. They were neviim. We wouldn't be able to do on our own. The Gemara says the nusach ha-tefillah was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, which is a body that consists of 120 chachamim. And amongst them, Abraham Kama Nevim. What's the significance of that line, Abraham Kama Nevim? Rav Chaim Volozhin writes, if you don't have nevuah, you don't know how to compose a tefillah. You'll say a tefillah, it'll be stupid. Soloveitchik said he attended every so often graduations and public functions, and they would have rabbis say benedictions and invocations. He thought that they were ridiculous. You have to have a koyach nevuah to be able to compose a tefillah that not only makes sense in your generation, it makes sense 2,000 years later. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were at the beginning of the period of the Baal Shem, and we still say the same Nusach HaTfilah basically. The Beis HaMikdash is Chorus, so we changed a little bit afterward. But basically, the Nusach HaTfilah is still the same. So not only for 2,000 years later, that it should make sense, B'Shaita, you have to have a Koyach HaNevuah. So we introduced the Tfilah with of the Bracha of Avos, because we, not only we want to invoke Zchus Avos like in the Hakrovos HaKabbalos, we want to say, what right do we have to offer a Tfilah at all? We follow the Nevi'im amongst us, Abraham Kama Nevi'im, like Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, and Avraham Yitzchak and Yankel were great Nevi'im. So we follow the fact that they daven, that gives us the right to daven. Rabbi Avigdor Nevinson has an interesting comment on that. He says, in the days of Avraham Avinu, was not part of Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu was only called, Tiba Nosachem Hoskol Harot Israel. But when Yitzchak went there, Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him, Gur Barat Hazaros, he gave him more Eretz Yisrael. Yankel was given even more. The Gemara has a lashon, the Gemara has at the end of Masechta Shabbos, whoever it is, and Shalosh Shudas, look Avram, look Yitzchak, look Yankel. Avram had a smaller Eretz, so Yitzchak had bigger. When he went to Eretz Pelishtim, he was going to go to Mitzrayim, but even Eretz Pelishtim was Chutzlaretz, and it is Avram. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm giving you Eretz Pelishtim, so you can stay here. Now it just became part of Eretz. Then Yankel was given more.
more
areas. He hasn't on that pasuk.
Originally, he told him not to go to Hutzalah, not to go there. Yeah.
He told him not to. He told him, what if the Eretz Pilishim don't go to Mitzrayim? He shouldn't have gone to Eretz Pilishim to me, because in the days of Avraham Avinu it was Chutzlot, but of course, Rosh just gave it to Yitzchak Ben. At that time, he gave it to him, so it became Eretz
Pilishim. You have a say, Dokolo Sasa, a Mitzvah Bobi Avera. When does the Sasa say, Lo Sasa? And when should there be a Mitzvah Bobi Avera?
That's a Morris question. Very good question. Morris, Esa Dokolo Sasa is only the Ibna. Simultaneously, when you're doing the mitzvah, when you're doing avera, the mitzvah is present now. But to do an avera now will enable me to do a mitzvah tomorrow. Not the idna, but vasachas, then they're not allowed. To do the avera now, to enable me to do the mitzvah. If I steal the lulav, I don't have a lulav. So I steal a lulav in order to have a lulav to then chesri. So I did the avera today, and I do the mitzvah tomorrow. That's mitzvah bo avera. But if it would have been simultaneously.